Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Anthony Albanese has still not confirmed if he'll attend an upcoming peace summit in Switzerland. The Ukrainian president and European Union ambassadors have both privately urged the Australian government to send a high-level minister to the talks to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Prime Minister says he has spoken to his Ukrainian counterpart overnight. He has posted on social media that Australia will continue its support for the people of Ukraine for as long as it takes. China has lifted trade sanctions from most Australian beef exporters. Agriculture Minister Murray Watt says this development is positive news for most cattle producers and the meat processing industry, with the sanctions worth an estimated $20 billion. Senator Watt says the sanctions have been lifted with immediate effect.
And in more good news, I can reveal that last night we received notification that five more Australian meat processing establishments have had their suspensions removed, meaning they can resume exports to China immediately.
Forensic testing has revealed that a mystery woman who might have given birth by the Cooks River in Sydney earlier this week delivered a baby boy. Investigators are yet to track down the woman or the child, nearly 3 days after a dog walker discovered a placenta and umbilical cord on the banks of the river at Earlwood. But police say they've at least now been able to establish the child's gender. Police Superintendent Christine McDonald has previously said the woman is not in any trouble and that she only wants to make sure they are supported and well.
There is no judgment. They need to know that we are concerned for them, that we are wanting to know that they are safe. As we know, childbirth presents a number of health concerns, hence why we are requesting that the mother goes straight to a hospital and speaks to health professionals.
Meanwhile, survivors of birth trauma in New South Wales say they hope a report just released by a parliamentary inquiry will ease the pain for others. New South Wales is the first state in the world to hold a birth trauma inquiry, with submissions from 4,000 people, including patients, doctors, midwives, and experts across Australia. It's recommended a range of changes, including the need for trauma-informed care and better mental health support and postpartum services. Researcher Dr. Hazel Keedle says that kind of care is crucial.
I strongly recommend that the New South Wales government appoints a chief midwife and expands access to midwifery group practice and privately practicing midwives. I hope that the New South Wales government acts on these recommendations, as they will result in less women experiencing birth trauma and obstetric violence.
Thousands of litres of a dangerous drug linked to sexual assaults and overdoses have been seized. Australian Federal Police say 4,200 litres of the substance, commonly known as bute, has been stopped at the border after being smuggled into the country in beauty products and food items. AFP Commander Kate Ferry says the drug is normally an industrial chemical typically used to produce plastics, but evidence suggests it's come up in multiple date rape cases.
When ingested, bute is absorbed by the body and metabolises to GHB. It is a depressant that slows down messaging travelling between the brain and body. It slows down the functions of the nervous system and makes would-be victims really vulnerable.
A portrait of an Indigenous musician has taken out the Packing Room Prize in this year's Archibald Awards. Matt Adnate's dramatic portrait of Baker Boy, Yolongu rapper Danzel Baker, was chosen by gallery staff who receive, unpack and hang the entries. Baker Boy himself has said it's an honour to be included in the collection. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.